Now, we talked a little bit about the events that are going on tomorrow during the daytime. There's also Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and we knew
all tomorrow.
Oh my god! I know
it's a late night tomorrow night.
you know why Mike is doing this? Because let me explain. Mary, who is Mike's wife, and Marissa, my fiance, are coming down, and they are looking forward to seeing this event, and they're going to be gung ho, and we are going to be like at 10 o'clock. We're going to be like, we need to go to sleep. 10 o'clock, 9:30.
I'm thinking about 2:15.
Yeah, we'll be at Scopus.
Right at the meet.
Right after Dole Whip. Sorry, Mike. I get some sleep.
What I was trying to get at was that Mike and I had come down before the start of Mouse House, before the cruise, and we went to we were in Walt Disney World, and we purposefully did not go to see the holiday lights that they have for the castle, but because we wanted to save it, and that'll be a highlight. That'll keep me up.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, we went to Trails End.
Plus, we know we're gonna get hell for it if we do, and if we see it without them. And
I'm gonna get
you
hell for
crack
the
that whip again. Yeah, and she did.
Yeah, Janine did it.
I'm gonna get hell for the parasailing
and the jet ski.
And the jet ski. Ixnay on the jet ski.
I guess
on
that just went out.
Huh? Yeah.
We've got more folks joining the chat room, and sorry if I'm not gonna pronounce your nick right, but Abram DF wanted to know, when exactly do we sleep? And another person.
Let me know when that happens. Yeah.
Right.
Sleep? What?
Space Odyssey said they sleep when it's over, and that's kind of about it. I mean, I have not been to a show. Yep. I haven't been to a movie. I haven't even seen the spa. And if I've spent 15 minutes on the balcony, it's been a lot.
The only time I saw the pool was our walk today for breast cancer this morning.
So we just, thank you, Abraham DF. So we do, we want to make magic for you all. This is part of what we do. It's part of what brings us great joy, and really seeing the people and the smiles on board this week have just been incredible, and that's why we do it. And so no, we don't sleep very often.
No,
but when we get home we will.
Yeah,
for days.
For days
when
yes.
you don't hear from us.
Yeah,
for a couple days.
That's right. I mean, we get sleep. It's not a lot, and that's elective. I mean, certainly we want to make this clear. I mean, when you come to Mouse Fest, you don't have to be up from 7 a.m. until 2 a.m. I mean, that we choose to some extent. Sometimes we're ordered by other people to show up at events, but I only say that because the person who orders isn't around right now. but now is the time, Janine, to crack the whip. But at any rate, I mean, we choose to. You can certainly go to Mouse Fest. You can have your family Walt Disney World vacation and attend one or two events, maybe. Plenty of people do that. We just choose to go completely nuts and go try to do as much as we can because we like, going to events and seeing other people, and that's something we choose to do. But you have the wide range of people who come to these events, and they choose maybe to do a couple of different events. Janine, you might be a better example. I mean, you might – I know on the cruise you've been doing the 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. plan, but on the land, I mean, will you and your mother try to maybe work in a little more attractions, or are you going to try to be doing more land meets?
Usually we do fewer meets once we get to land, just because there are so many communities and so many of them kind of revolve around the communities that we may not necessarily be familiar with.
That's a good point also.
But yeah, I think that on the cruise, it's sort of more of an immersive experience. Certainly if you're like a bad mingler like I am, which I am like the worst mingler ever, it's certainly easier to get involved with the meets on the cruise rather than on the land.
Well, sure. And then, what's really great about it is that once you go from the cruise, you're going to go to the land portion, and you're going to be able to – you're going to know a lot of these people already. Oh, Jane. Wave you over. Oh, Janine's mom. And wave her over. So.
Poor lady. Janine's mom.
I know her name.
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley, yes.
Well, excuse
Hello,
me.
Shirley. They are repeat Mouse Festers, too.
Just want to mention that you can join us in our chat room by going to wdwtoday.com, and you can find.
We're getting a little punchy here.
Bad seat. I can't see what's going on in the next room.
Becky just came over next to me, and she's trying to get her laptop set up, and I think she dropped something on her toe, and so just to make her feel better, I slapped her toe a couple times
just to make sure it felt.
But she knew she was live, and she didn't want to use any bad words. So.
But that's what she get because when she came over, she announced she was totally packed.
So we all hate her right now.
Yeah, we gave her a couple of choice words.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. But Becky's, I believe, getting her way, meandering her way into the chat room. And you can join her by going to WDWT.com. And you'll find a link to our chat room right there where some of our listeners are there. And Deb is fielding questions to be aired live on the show.
And Andre has joined us from the United Kingdom.
Oh,
where
good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Right. He just finished his night shift. And Space Oddity wants to know, for each of us, what was your highlight of the cruise?
Ooh, Annette?
Highlight of the cruise. I have to say this is a tough one because there's so many. But I have to say coming into the Walt Suite and realizing, I mean, I think that first night staying in it, it was amazing, you know? Yeah. Like, when are they coming to kick me out?
I don't belong here.
When am I getting kicked out? I mean, this has been an incredible experience. But there's so many.
I know there are so many. Janine?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's difficult to pick out just one experience because the whole thing has really been so much fun. I think one nice surprise for me is always the number of people that I meet and talk with, because like I said, I'm the world's most suck mingler. So, you know, the fact that you can come on board and not really be very associated with anybody, you know, and then 4 days later you're on a podcast, and then, I mean, it's a nice surprise. So
yeah,
look, you're mingling now.
There you are.
I would say for me, I think the parasailing meet that was really a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun.
That was great.
It was just, you know, you go there, you go to give you an idea, the state of mind and the framework of the people that were on that boat from when we left dock to when we came back changed so dramatically. We had just one of those amazing group experiences, and that, I think, just that little excursion, I think, was it for me, Mike.
I would say that and the jet ski meet.
We're still filling it today.
Oh, my God.
They've been complaining that they've been sore since
the event. There are parts of me that are very, very sore. But it was a blast at the same time. I mean, I've never ridden anything like that before, so.
Hope Mary's not listening, because you're not supposed to have gotten on there.
And it's not the money issue that she's going to be mad about. It's that I went without her. That's what she's going to be mad. Because every year, I want to do it.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the other person.
Oh, did you go too?
No, I mean,
yeah.
I didn't say you did.
What a combo, though, the parasail and then the jet ski.
And wow, it was a lot of fun.
Too much information for Mr. Newell about the jet ski. Certain areas of your body.
I didn't mention which areas. You know, my knees.
Your hand.
My hand was hurting.
And Janine, you've coined a new phrase. World's most suck mingler. According to some in the chat room. And I think you want to trademark that before the end of the ship.
They get a shirt and some buttons to give away.
It's the new me.
I see a shirt. I see it on a shirt.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
but just what you want to be known for.
You always want to go down in history for something.
Yeah. Deb, have you had you haven't answered that question? What your favorite event?
It's really hard for me, and there have been so many. And starting with just getting on the ship and walking into the Walt Suite. I'm hoping to do a blog after I get home with all the magical moments, because there have been an incredible amount, and I've shed my share of joy, tears of joy. From the beginning, and it is on my blog now, we got a very special gift our first night on the ship, which was 3 dozen pink ribbon bears. And as some of you may know, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and that's a charity and a cause that I support wholeheartedly throughout the year. And parasailing, I mean, there's seeing new people, friends. Every day is just a different memory. I don't even know where to start, so...
I know, there is so many. I mean, that was saying the exact same thing, Deb. I mean, just a lot of just fun stuff that we did. We had the Who Wants to Earn Their Ears thing today was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of great people stopped by, and we just had a good time. You know, that the audience was into it. We were the good faith cheating that was going on. You know,
what cheating are you talking about?
This is during Who Wants to Earn Your Ears, not on the cruise line. Just wanted to make that clear. Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with digging through Lou's book to find the answers to the questions.
Especially if the questions were wrong.
We do have to ask him about a couple of those, don't we?
I know. He's going to have people going after him, be like, you know, about he's gonna say he's gonna come back to us. Be like, do you know anything that's going on in Coronado Springs? I've got a lot of questions about that resort.
And what's this about the largest body of water at the Living Seas?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, a lot of fun. We really some good times on this trip. That's for sure.
I had fun at the terminal the first day, meeting every, you know, seeing everybody again. That's always a lot of fun when you haven't seen friends in a long time, and there you are. We're all waiting. You have nothing else to do, so it's great catching up the first couple of hours or so it takes to board.
Yeah, it's what I call the hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
And it's always a joke because I want to leave. Well, Disney World, we usually stay there the night before the cruise, and I want to leave at 9 in the morning and get to the port at 10, and sometimes they're not even open because they're still clearing out the returning passengers. Yeah,
that happened to us. We got there. We were so eager, you know, we were little eager beavers, and we got there, and we were like, great. So we, you know, dropped the car off, and, you know, originally I was going to drop Mike off, and I was going to return the car, but we just did it just to, you know, waste time. But like Mike said, and then what happened? We met someone on the Avis shuttle of all places. So
yeah,
go figure.
Yeah, who happened to be a fan of the unofficial guide and passporter
right.
book. So it was kind of cool.
But the port is neat. It's
ding.
Oh yeah,
ding. Ding.
Oh,
ding.
The unofficial ding. Port.
We're on. Oh, we're so tired.
5 minutes later.
It's true.
Ding.
Well, sorry.
That's because she's packed.
Ding. Yeah, we all
we
hate
actually
you right
ought
now,
to be boycotting know. Becky. Oh, Annette's running away. I think she's going to go pack now. Is that where you're going? Oh, okay.
Oh, she wants to get glasses. She can make the ding sound.
But the port is really neat. It's very bright and lively.
Oh,
there's some.
Yeah, I guess we have to clean. Not a ding.
TV monitors.
Don't fall.
Playing Disney movies, and the characters come out periodically, so you can get your picture taken in front of the model of
How
the Disney ships with Sailor Goofy or Mickey, Minnie. It's a great time while you're checking in and waiting for your boarding number.
Bless you.
And Annette just ran in with two champagne glasses that are empty.
Actually a question for you.
Well, you gotta have something to ding with.
Oh, there's a question ding. In the chat room.
Oh, Christopher wants to know: will your owner's locker be waiting for you, Deb? And there will be a new owner's locker member for the first. Wait a minute. Will your owner's locker be waiting for you, Deb? And there will be new owner's lockers members for the first time. I hope I understand this, Christopher. Yes, I actually have two owner's lockers. For
Lucky.
Me, it's the best thing since sliced bread, because as someone who travels frequently to Walt Disney World, I feel like I schlep a lot of my toiletries and a lot of the items that I wish I had with me back and forth and back and forth. So my owner's locker was filled to the brim between toiletries and type 1 diabetic. So I have a supply of my diabetic supplies down here, so I don't have to worry about them anymore. I've got my nifty cool Sonicare toothbrush. I know too much information, things like that. But I'm trying to explain all the cool things.
Yeah. No, you're right, Deb. I have an owner's locker too. And I brought, not only did I'm having it delivered tomorrow when we arrive, but I had it delivered the day before we came, you know, before the cruise. And I took stuff that I wasn't going to need on the cruise, and I put it in the owner's locker. And I had done in October, my October trip for Tower of Terror, I brought sweaters down because I thought it was going to be, you know, ice fest again. And I put them in the owner's locker in anticipation of it being colder in December, and that way I wouldn't have to bring, you know, obviously sweaters take up a lot of space, so I didn't want to have to bring them down again. So, you know, it's a great tool to use.
It is a great product, and they will actually, I had a couple readers tell me that they called while they were at Disney World, called Owner's Locker and said, hey, can you deliver one to me today or tomorrow? And they were able to get one to them in a relatively brief period of time, and they became users right then and there. And the customer service feedback that we've gotten from folks has been extremely positive. I've had a few folks shop them, which I try and do every year with my advertisers, and what that means is it's not Deb Wills who's making the reservation or buying the product, but someone whose name they may not recognize. So I can make sure that they're delivering top quality service and products and good customer service to our readers. And they've just raved about Owner's Locker. So if you come to Disney, even if it's just once a year, I mean, I have ponchos. I put a sweatshirt in mine.
Yeah,
things
ponchos.
That, you know, I just don't want to have to schlep down every time. Now I don't have to worry about
the
that.
The owner's locker has saved me about $50 worth of ponchos because I buy them when it rains. I throw them away because I don't want this thing. And then I come down again and it rains and you have to get one. So that's saved me quite a bit of just that small thing.
Folks want to know if you guys are planning to do a podcast with the Owner's Locker people. And Disney Diva has mentioned that she uses hers to store her pal Mickey and his wardrobe, so she doesn't have to keep bringing him back and forth in her suitcase.
Well, that's interesting. We might have to bring John, who runs Owner's Locker. I've been talking to him, and we've been trying to arrange something to bring him on. But it might be a good future show topic. Talk about those kind of quick time saving ideas to bring someone like John and his partner on to talk about their show. I know that Lou had him on like a week or two ago.
And John and Brian from Owner's Lockers are official sponsors of Mouse Fest, and they will also have a table at the Mega Mouse Meet. So anybody listening who's going to be there on Saturday can go over and meet them, and they'll have their lockers there, so you can actually see the size. I think that was my biggest surprise, was how huge it was.
It is. You can fit a lot of stuff in there.
You really can.
I know the first couple times I was like barely using it. I was like, I'm trying, but I can't. Annette, was there something funny you wanted to share?
No.
Evidently, yawning is very funny.
She's pretending to hide her yawn, but we can all see her. Never heard of Owner's Locker? Are they available to anyone? They sure are, Andre. Ownerslocker.com. That's the website, and they have message boards. They have all the information you could want. One of the really neat things, and I don't really want to turn this into a commercial for them, but it's an incredible product and service. They have an online inventory that you can access anywhere you have web access. And so you can actually sit there as you're packing your Owner's Locker, if your laptop's with you, put down everything that's in it. And so when you're home and you're getting ready for your next trip and trying to remember, what did I leave in there? You can just call up the list and it's right there for you.
Yeah, no, it is really nice.
And we were in the park and you got a text message or something.
Yeah, no, what I really love, Deb, is that they text message you when it's been delivered and when it's been picked up, because sometimes I've got offsite hotels and I'm a little leery that it's actually going to be taken care of. Something's going on in the background.
People in the chat room are complaining because Becky can't get the microphone since we have banished her since she's packed. But we'll give her the microphone.
And yet Janine is still on the show and she's made fun of me about 8 times.
Janine, you sit right there. You stay as long as you like.
Actually, we've had a question for a while. Has any broadcast plans for the land portion of Mouse Fest?
Oh, you people want everything, don't you?
More than likely, we have a possible option. It's not foolproof. It's not bulletproof, but
we're not guaranteeing it.
We're going to attempt to do a live show from the Mega Mouse Meet. The reason why it's not bulletproof is that the hotels. It's not going to be possible to use the hotel internet to broadcast from. So
they want way too much money.
Yeah. So instead, we have some backup options we're considering. We're going to have to test it out, really. So we won't know. And just like these cruise broadcasts that weren't really announced until we were on the ship, we're going to need to evaluate it. And we'll definitely post something on WDWtoday.com as soon as we know.
If anything, I think if that option does work, we should be able to go live around 11 a.m.
Yeah, if it works, we'll be live on 11 a.m. on Saturday, and we'll be live throughout the Mouse Fest. So that goes, Deb, that goes until about Mega Mouse Meet. That goes until about 4?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so give or take, you can watch Newell take down the stuff until he takes down the webcam or the show.
I don't know if we're going to have enough bandwidth for webcam.
Oh, that's true. I don't even know about that. But,
isn't that funny? It's easier to do it from here.
I know.
You're right. You're totally right. We're in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's fine, but to do it at the Swan and Dolphin is just way too costly.
Yeah. But we will have the good news is that even if we don't broadcast live from there, we will be doing a show from there, and it will be recorded, and it'll be available. So one way or the other, there will be some sort of a show coming from there, and it may not be aired live, but you'll be able to download it.
There's a few people in the chat room who are suggesting that Annette and I go into Becky's room and turn her suitcase upside down.
I like that idea. All in favor?
It's true what it looked like before we packed, but...
Janine is in favor of it also.
She's the one cracking the whip.
She's cracking the whip for us to go do it. There.
Yeah, that was... that. Should we share the...
Bar.
We did a.
Which one?
One of the things that we've been doing on the ship is we enjoy from time to time an adult beverage, and one of the things we did was we always look to go to a bar, and so we have to go to a bar, and so usually we'll start what you do with the play on the Finding Nemo thing. We'll start saying one of us will say bar, and the other one will say bar.
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 It's a lot more fun, at 2:30 in the morning. 7:23, not so funny, but you know, when you're silly at, you know, 2 a.m.
Yep.
Oh, quite the empty amusing. One. Oh, bad bar.
Bad bar.
Bad bar.
Yeah, we walked past, what was that, Wave Bands? And there was nobody in there. And we looked in. Oh, bad bar. Bad bar.
But yeah. Just for the record, it wasn't 2:30.
Well, it was pretty late. No.
It was late.
No, but it was late.
By the time we got home, well, back to...
Yeah. No, it was late.
That
reminds me of the other thing that which we did. We were at dinner two nights ago. And I think Stephanie, one of the agents for MEI Mouse Fan Travel, asked me what I was having. She said, "What is that?" And I said, "Bad."
Matt's been very adventurous at what he's been eating. So
he's quite the aficionado when it comes to the appetizers.
I love my appetizers.
We're noticing several in front of him, aren't we?
What did you order that was bad?
I don't know. It started with a Q. That probably should be my tip off.
It was like couscous.
It was like some sort of a couscous
cold.
Thing, but it was like cold. Like nasty cold, like out of refrigerator colds.
But the vegetables had grilled marks
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, see, the, that's the thing. The vegetables were grilled at one point, but then they, like, threw it in the refrigerator.
Three cruises ago.
And I was like, are you... I tried, like, I ate it. It was disgusting. I said, okay, maybe I had a bad bite. Maybe I'm just missing it. I tried it again.
We actually gave it two tries.
Yeah, and then I said it was very bad.
Oh,
but you can join it. Don't forget, you can join us in the chat room. Go to wdwtoday.com. And you'll see the link for the chat room.
But in complete opposite contrast, the soufflés last night.
Oh my God, the soufflés! Now I'm a member of the Annette Soufflé fan club over here. She's been talking about it since we got on the ship, and I was like, okay, wait, chocolate soufflé. I've had cake before. This is
yeah.
9:15.
Yeah,
9:15 this evening. You will hear the bell.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, we're getting a delivery.
We will be back from dinner by then.
No, we will be back then.
We will we'll run.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Taking the crew elevator up. No delays.
Don't forget, I was about to give the phone number to call, but you can't call.
407-278-598.
Please don't.
Yeah, you can
ship
give
to shore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you want to pay like $50 a minute, you can call us. What is the rate? Like, it's like $10 a minute?
Will you accept a collect call from? No, we're not. No, absolutely not.
$7.99 a minute.
It's seven. It's like $8 a minute to call from the United States
it's
to
bad.
The ship.
So please don't.
Yeah.
We do have a couple of volunteers though to dial in
for $8 a minute. See, Janine.
Okay, Janine, answer the phone.
Yeah,
when
Janine. By the phone. So when they call in.
I think for $8 a minute, they're going to want to talk to one of you.
Yeah, Janine.
No, not even for that.
This is the most suck phone call ever.
Yeah, you're the big celebrity here now, so.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're going to have a merchandise soon.
Cafe Perez.
That's right. Move over, Scopa.
Soon we'll have a caricature of Janine.
There we go. We'll add her.
I think we should.
Oh, I think we should just add Annette's on.
No. No, I don't think so.
We have one.
We have one, but we're not sure who it is. I think it's a combination of about three people.
Just so you know, Janine.
And I'm one of them.
You're not allowed to do... You're not allowed, Janine, you're not allowed to do Lou's show. Just now with your newfound status, just remember we discovered you, so.
I see.
You know.
I don't think he's been rushing my door on.
He will.
He always tries to rip us off, so.
He can't reach the bell. What do you Nothing?
Damn. And right now, Deb Wills and Becky Mankin are in chat, so you can join them in our chat room. And well, just a lot of fun going on tonight. It's about 7:30 right now. Very soon we'll be about another 20, 30 minutes. We're going to be departing for dinner. We have dinner at Triton's.
Yum.
And then we're running back.
And then we're running back for our soufflés. So it'll be quite an evening.
No soufflé show tonight.
No, there's no time for talking.
There would be no talking.
No. Because all you hear is
drooling and chocolate induced comas.
No, actually.
Janine and I didn't get invited to the souffle party, so I don't think we should be talking about it.
Becky. Yeah, that's right.
On the spot.
Yeah, Becky not paying attention. Nice job.
She's having her own conversation in chat.
Yeah, she's probably fighting.
My buddies here in the chat room.
She's fighting with people not to dump her clothes on the ground. Would that be before or after the souffle meet?
We are actually going to have to review those chat logs because it was, yeah, see, there's the, if only you guys could see this right now, Deb Wills is, yeah, going to fess up to her.
Nothing.
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 Nothing. So what was the question?
No, that's it. Enough said.
Let's go dump the suitcase.
See, the funny part is... Oh,
there it is.
I'll go get the bell. I'm going to get the bell.
The doorbell's ringing now.
Or not. I think Becky went to get in. What's that?
The doorbell was ringing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it was. That's what the sound was.
Could be Sean.
Oh, we have a special guest.
And that would be...
Who's
drum roll. We can't around the corner. Oh! You all know who that is, don't you?
I still can't see who it is.
Yeah, I can't see who it is either.
Here. Oh, we've got stuff in the chair. Let's see. Oh, there we go.
Mystery guest, identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Sean Murphy.
Hey, Sean. Where are you from?
I'm from Ashburn, Virginia.
And it sounds like you're a little out of breath.
Oh, I just took the stairs.
From what floor?
Third.
Ooh.
Oh, we should give him a moment. That was five flights of stairs.
He's like, my name.
Glad to be here.
I have some water. So were you coming from dinner?
No, actually I came from the show.
There was a show.
There was a show, really. Oh, there's things going on the ship. Interesting. Right. Was it the dreams?
Yes, it was.
How was it?
It was very good.
I don't see the rest of your family here. Did you dump them?
I did. We have a 15 dinner, so.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yeah, they're getting ready for it.
Okay. The show. I'm sorry. So the show was good. I haven't seen it. I heard really good things. I wanted to see it, but not on this cruise.
Yes, very good show.
It was Janine. You had seen it on the previous cruise.
Yes, I've seen it. I think it's one of their award-winning shows. So I suspect next year when you come back, it'll be here again.
You won't get to see it because it's Mouse Fest.
And you won't get to see it again.
I gotta start taking normal cruises.
I think I can help with that.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, that's good.
If only we knew a travel agent.
Yeah. I know.
So, Kevin, tell us. Tell us what we've been talking about, kind of the highlights of our trip. What's been a highlight for you on this trip?
For me, parasailing at Castaway Key is always a blast.
See, parasailing. See, a common theme developing.
Well, yeah. Wait till you hear why.
Well, this is my third time on the cruise and third time going to Castaway Key, obviously, and third time parasailing. Mm-hmm. And every year I've gone, it's been a different experience for me. This year, I was pixie dusted with the second trip, and instead of doing a second trip, what they did was they just took me up. They added the height of the normal, my height of...
They doubled it. Usually,
they doubled the height.
Right. Because usually you go about 400 feet, and they sent Kevin up to 700 feet?
700 feet.
Yeah.
Sean.
Why do I keep calling Kevin?
I don't know.
Who's Kevin?
I can be Kevin, too.
Kevin Peace is the
Sean, idea. Kevin.
Sean. Maybe whatever it is. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem.
But they sent him up that high. Why? Because they had Becky driving the boat.
Yeah. And then,
well, he didn't know that at first.
Yeah, they didn't tell me that.
We told the story a little bit earlier when you were in here, Sean. Now, tell us, could you see the change in Captain?
I could see some movement going on around the chair. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Was it scary?
No, not so much. But I heard a lot of cheering, so I knew something wasn't
right. That could have been the ceremonial burning of the rope.
That's right.
Which often happens.
Looking down, going, gee, what's going on down there?
We were taken away from that peaceful ride up there, weren't we?
That's right. No, it was a blast. Like I said, it was highest I've ever been, and it was great. You could see the islands, you could see the ship.
Tell our listeners, a lot of people like myself previous to the other day were scared to go on there. Tell us about what it's like when you're up there 400 or 700 feet in the air. I mean, what's it like up there?
Well, honestly, I have a slight fear of heights.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, actually. So we sent you 700 feet.
Yes.
Pixie dust moment.
but you know, when I get into that harness and they release me from the ship, it, you know, quickly goes away. I mean, you don't even realize you're flying. You don't even realize that, you know, you're up 100 feet or 700 feet. At first, I didn't really realize there was anything special going on until I really looked out there and said, wow, you know, I don't think I've ever been this high before.
Yeah, but it's really serene. You can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything, no. It was very quiet. You look down, the water is crystal clear. You can see all the way down. See the coral and the rocks and fish swim by.
Yeah, it's a great experience. Now, when you got back, did you tell your family about it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And were they, what was their reaction to it?
They were surprised. My aunt is very scared of heights. Family trait, I guess. and when she heard we have some.
Yeah, Deck 10 scares her?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little.
Well, when you came down, you were looking like Superman, though.
Yeah, I kept my hands out. I was flying. It was great. Everyone was cheering, and I was, you know, I thought it was a great experience.
It was a lot of fun. We were talking about how much of a group experience it was. Not just, you know, I mean, obviously you had a lot of fun when you're up there, but, you know, we were all cheering each other, and your buddy got almost marooned on the sand.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, Tim and I always get on board, and, you know, he's always like, I'm going to dunk you, Murphy, really bad. And I'm like, okay, Tim, whatever you say. And this year, he actually got the experience, almost landing on that island.
Yeah, the guy almost landed him on the sandbar. Rather than dunking it, which he really, really wanted,
right.
He was going to land him on the sandbar. He missed him by about 10 feet.
And that's right.
And just got dunked. But it was a lot of fun. And what's do you have any kids?
I do. Daughter, she's 17 months old, Patricia.
Oh, okay, how's she doing on the cruise?
She's doing well. She had a big nap today, so that was
lucky.
Good for everyone.
Lucky her.
I want to trade places with her.
I'm kidding.
So yeah, she slept for about 3 hours a day. So.
Sean, are you going to the land portion of MouseFest after?
Not exactly. No, we're going to be there, but not with MouseFest.
Okay. So that's interesting. So is this your first MouseFest cruise?
No, this is my third. And oh, nice. We're signed up to go next year.
So. Oh, did you renew on the ship?
We did.
Yeah, because what's interesting about the ship is that when you're on the ship, you can renew for. You can buy another cruise, and there's a discount and usually some incentives that they give to you, and it makes a big difference. I mean, you can really save some money that way. So I think Deb has something to say. Deb?
I just was reading my email while we were sitting here podcasting and chatting, and not to interrupt, but I understand there were some DVC announcements made today.
Oh.
It's December 5th, and I think the annual meeting was held at the Boardwalk or somewhere. Not major announcements, but actually a couple cool ones. In 2008, all DVC members staying at DVC resorts on points will now have free internet access.
Nice.
Really cool, because that's about $11 a day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to Mike's room now to check my email.
No more. This is it, pal.
That's probably the most exciting of the announcements. Beginning in January, member services are extending their hours, and in February, they will add Sundays, which is another huge customer service plus. And apparently, also in 2008, the World Passport Collection will allow exchanges of less than 7 days with fewer points. Apparently, if I understand it correctly, if you do a World Showcase exchange, it's for 7 days. And it sounds
there are people
like
that
they're...
go outside of Disney World for vacation.
Yes, and they're allowing you to do that. You can rent a villa, one-bedroom or two-bedroom villa in Italy with your DVC points in Hawaii. And they're actually really good buys. Anyway, so it sounds like there's some changes for the positive there. And I just wanted to share that good news with everybody.
Nice.
Thank you, Deb. Nice. Some interesting news right there. I know that.
Free internet.
Yeah, Mike's.
I'm going to be on 24/7.
I'm going to Disney World to get free internet.
That's right.
Actually, they're saying that all the live shows at MouseFest 2008 will be from Newell's room.
That's right. And Chad, everyone is saying that all the shows will be from
MouseFest
Newell's room.
MouseFest, I booked through MouseFan Travel and stay at Pop.
I was going to say, he's at Pop. So.
I don't do DVC for MouseFest. I'm at Pop with all the cool kids.
And no hot water last year.
No. And I'm hoping that they had that fixed by now.
Stay away from Scopo.
You know, he hogged up all the hot water.
Get out of those legendary years.
Oh, God. So, yeah, we were talking to Sean before the DVC news came around. Tell us about how, your wife. Was there been something that you and her have been able to get away and do together?
Again, my aunt and uncle, we've been doing this for three cruises now. They actually have a year on us, so they told us about it the first year they went and told us what a great time they had and dragged us along 4 years ago. And, you know, we've been coming as often as we can.
It's a long drag.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's interesting because they come from Massachusetts. We come from Virginia, and we meet up here. And after this, we usually spend a few days in the parks. But,
nice.
Yeah, it's been a good
family vacation.
It is.
Nice.
So some people actually come with family.
And sleep.
We leave our families home.
I know, we leave our families home, and, you know, aren't they great to take care of everything while we're gone. Mark, you know, you're doing great.
I've been with two separate women at two separate points, and someone comes up to me, oh.
You've been with two separate women. That's all I heard.
At two separate points.
All right.
Mary,
you see?
Oh, Mary.
Oh, boy. At least I hope Mary isn't listening.
Thank heavens I wasn't one of those.
Can I finish my story? And one of them, and they always say, oh, can I introduce me to your wife? And one was, one time I was with Lisa, and one time I was with Janine. I'm like,
okay. Now I'm you're like, included in this?
I'm like, no, this isn't my wife. My wife's home. This is my friend. My wife is home in New York. This is my friend. Yeah, say hi.
I didn't even get to be the wife. At the time, they were like, and this must be your companion?
Well, next time we're gonna have to have the we'll have the not so wives show, and you and Lisa can be on.
That's awesome.
It'll be the companion show.
Actually, there's something about Narcosis being mentioned.
Narcosis. Yeah, Janine's gonna tell her mom we gotta go to Narcosis. Like, why? Just like, just don't worry.
Just go.
About
it. Just go.
Oh, lovely. So and a lot of these comments are coming from the chat room. And again, you can join us at WDWJ.com.
Yes, the chat's more rowdy than us.
Yeah.
I think I like to be part of the chat.
So, yeah, we've just been sharing stories and things that have been going on during our trip. Just some fun stuff that's been going on. Looking at, you know, this is your fourth MassFest cruise? Third?
This is my third.
What do you notice about the cruises? There's been something this year that's been different from other years?
Well, for us, the aerial TV screen was new for us.
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, it was definitely different. I was able to watch Monday Night Football on it.
Yeah, we were there too.
That was great.
Awesome.
We were all out there for that one.
What a great place to see the game.
That was the on top of Mount Stogie meet also. Yeah.
It was interesting because half the fans were for Baltimore, the other half were for New England, and it was just an interesting, diverse group that you run into.
But that's the kind of thing, Sean, that's impromptu, unplanned. Just, hey, let's just go watch the game. And it was a lot of fun just being over there.
It was.
Yeah. Just, you know.
A very large screen.
But what a nice screen, though.
It was about a 60-foot screen.
Cool. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time that night.
Yeah, so that's one of the experiences. You know, we've been talking about a lot of the fun stuff. You know, some things we haven't had a chance to do. I had a lot planned that I wanted to do. One thing I didn't get to do is I never got to see Enchanted. I wanted to see it too. And I never got a chance to see it. There was, I think one time, I think Deb, Linda went to go see it one time. I think that was the time that we both said, we'll see it a little bit later. And that's all she wrote. And now I'm going to be going home and paying $10 for it.
I have all this time. Well, I got plenty of time. I'll see it another time. Yeah. You know, we got a pack.
That's right.
Unless you're Becky.
Yeah. Janine, was there something that you didn't get to do that you wanted to do?
I mean, I think there's always some stuff
that
you want to do that you don't get to do, but that's why you have to come back again. And
the other thing was I read a lot about the different meets the tours, like the galley tour. There's some other tours of the ship and everything. I like going on the bridge. It would have been something that I would have liked to have done. Just time just flies by, you know what I mean? So, Sean, anything that you guys missed out on?
I thought about doing the martini tasting this time, and
I saw that on the navigator, the cruise navigator. It shows you what's going on that day.
You had to pre-register, so I didn't.
Oh, is that what you had to do? Yeah. Oh, well, then I definitely want to show up for there.
No spur of the moment.
Any questions from the chat room?
I was just going to tell you, Matt, the martini tasting, the last one I went to, very interesting. They give you samples of five or six martinis, but they're very sweet martinis. They give you a traditional gin martini and then go to like an apple teeny and a few of the
crowd pleasers, not the
Yes, it's not tasting different vodkas or gin or different vermouths. It's the poo-poo drinks, as some call them.
Sorry, man. No bikini teeny for you.
No lemon teenies or anything like that. But it is a fun experience. And they do teach you a little bit about gin and vodka. And like any of the things they do on board, you're on a ship. And hey, why not?
Exactly. No, it's one of those things I'm going to...
I've been saying that all week. Why not? You want to go parasailing? Why not?
So we've got about, I'd say about another 10, 15 minutes to go in the show over here. A lot of people in the chat room. And don't forget that Deb Wills is in the chat. Becky Megan is in the chat. Stephanie, are you in the chat? No, Stephanie's checking her email.
Stephanie's working.
Is it work or is it email, Steph? Oh, it's work. Okay.
We got four laptops running in the suite.
That's right. We are sucking the internet dry. Yes.
Everybody else is going creeping slow.
Very impressive.
Now we know why we had the power failure earlier.
Oh, the power failure. Did we talk about that?
There is a...
When the lights went out?
What's the second one?
Sorry, guys. There is a quick question in the chat room from Space Ace asking everybody, how hard is it going to be leaving the ship now that all the cruise magic is over?
It's not over just yet.
You know what? You know what it'll be? Nothing gets you over the last one like the next one, and the land is gonna get you.
Wait! Nothing gets. Say this again.
Nothing gets you over the last one like the next one.
Okay, you might have to fight Janine for the trademark of the night.
Now, many guys have been using that for a long time, but unrelated to Disney World. We're all gonna be disappointed. But I know, Noel, compose yourself. I know that Mike and I were driving to Port Canaveral and we were laughing at the buses going back on the other side of the highway. Like,
yes, we were.
But you know, then I think one of us said, oh, but that'll be us in like, you know, a couple of days. But then we said, we're going to Disney World after that, you know, so it helps. It helps being able to go from the cruise. It's not that depressing. A lot of families are going to be depressed. We're going to be like, we're going to Disney World. So
normally that bus going back is just. You can hear a pin drop. It is like
they're asleep.
Yeah,
they're asleep.
It's
maybe
so...
we should take the bus back. Forget the Avis rental car.
Catch some sleep,
everyone. That would be a good point.
A new meat.
Yeah. Sleep meat.
Sleep on the way to the airport meat.
How many sleep meats can we plan for next year?
One of the things that happened, we should mention on our Nassau day, the power went out on the ship.
When the power was
out.
So
where were you when the lights went out?
We've been talking about where were you. Newell and I were sitting watching Beauty and the Beast in our room. I swear to God, we were. That's what
Scuba!
We were doing.
Scuba!
Oh, that sounds like a manly adventure.
Yeah, nothing like two men sharing
a room.
Sharing a room and
sharing
watching.
An 8x10 room watching Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, be like, oh, that beast, he's so changed now. So that's what we were doing. And that...
That's why there was no cabin cam.
No cabin cam. Sean, what were you? Where
actually,
were you
guys? I was up on deck 10 over in over by Palo. We were just getting ready to eat dinner. We were there a couple minutes early before our reservation, and we were looking down the boat and we saw the power go out and we heard the engines. Come to a screeching halt, and we could smell the diesel.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? Great. What made it a lot, we should mention, I mean, the power went up. We were still at port, so it wasn't like we were in the middle of the ocean and like, oh no, like, you know, we need to get to the top of the ship. Yeah, because the ship's going to sink or something.
I don't know. Explain that to several of us that were in the dark hall had just stepped off the elevator.
But think about it. It was during the first seating, so people were at dinner. Some were at a show. Kevin, you were at a show or dinner?
I was at dinner.
He was at dinner. Mm-hmm. So imagine sitting in the dining room and the lights go out, or who was it? Debbie was in the shower when the lights went out?
Yeah, we had somebody in the shower. We did have a guest that was in the elevator that did get a little panic because that had never happened before. Yeah. But you know, my thoughts after I calmed down from holding hands with Stephanie in the hallway, because it got really dark really quick in those little hallways before you saw the emergency light, you know, those counselors earned their money on that right there, because there were many a parent.
Yeah, well, my daughter was out at the coral reef at nursery at the time, and I'm sure that was fun.
I'm sure everybody's pager went off.
Exactly.
Get them now.
Yeah, they give pagers to the parents when they drop them off. You know, if they need them. So I'm sure everyone. Janine, where were you during the power outage?
We were actually watching the stage show, Hercules, the musical show. So yeah, that was kind of. They were doing this big song and dance number, and then all the lights go out, and they come back on, and they're all just sort of standing there. And then the lights went out again,
right?
And then they kind of came on halfway, and then they just kind of walked off. And we're like, "That's odd. that's something new they added this year, apparently."
the blackout.
This year.
They were changing scenes.
But you were seated,
blackout.
At least, so, yeah, so you weren't walking or.
Deb, where were you?
I was in the Walt Disney Suite. But I was getting ready for dinner, so I was in the bathroom and didn't have my glasses on, and it was a bit disarming when everything went pitch black, and not having my glasses on, I couldn't see and couldn't see. So,
yeah. You mean the suite doesn't have auxiliary power? You figured it'd have its own power,
its own power generator?
No, I actually was wondering. We wondered if there was auxiliary power in the hallway, because in commercial buildings. You have to have lights that come on right away, emergency lighting. But I guess on the ship, it took them those few minutes. It wasn't that long, just took a couple minutes to have the lights, everything fully functioning. That was the emergency backup system. So that was very impressive, actually, because everything just continued like normal.
Yeah. In fact, when the TV came back on, we continued
and watching. Beauty and the Beast was still there. We're still like, on. Yeah, so you missed the song. I'm sure the chat room is not making fun of us one bit, right?
No,
Becky?
Yeah, poor people.
Well, Narcoosis jokes.
Where do we start?
Well, I mean, if the power goes out in Narcoosis, you really, it doesn't matter. You just keep going.
It's a free for all at that point.
Yeah, I mean that was just, it's one of those events that happened. It was quick, but you know we were all talking about it. But it seems like such a long time ago. That was on the NASA day.
That seems like a year ago.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was Monday. Yeah. But it's like wow, that's like you know forever. It feels like forever ago. It was so much has happened since then.
It's because we're not sleeping.
That could also be factoring into it quite a bit. So we're getting really close to our dinner reservations, which is why many of us are going to be leaving. I know some of us have already eaten dinner. But the rest of us need to go consume our mass quantities of food, and it's the last one. Yeah, why don't we? We've got one of our other listeners over there.
I'll go pack.
Kevin, why don't you? Kevin, why don't you come in here?
No,
I have to stay on the ship.
No, because I'm not going to get anywhere near my suitcase.
She's scared I'm going to dump the suitcase still.
Now, sitting with me right here is Kevin Peace from Flagstaff, Arizona. Flagstaff?
Yes, correct.
Good, I'm paying attention. Flagstaff, Arizona. And Kevin, you won a lot on this cruise. Tell us a little bit about what you won.
Well, first off, I'm going to have to buy another suitcase just to get it all off the ship.
We need to add that for a prize next year.
Yeah, suitcase.
Well, aside from the Castaway Club merchandise that I got for being a repeat cruiser, the wife and I, we won a two-night stay at the Swan Dolphin.
Yeah, not bad.
We won a couple books.
Yeah.
Even one by Lou.
Well.
Even one by Lou.
Lou.
And that's been just to interrupt you for a second. Whenever we leave the suite over here, it's always the common greeting to leave the suite has been Mangello.
Oh gosh,
that bombed.
Yeah, certainly did.
I got pens, magnets.
Well, that's right. We get all the stuff on the door.
It's too numerous to mention this stuff, and this Mouse Fest is more than I could ever hoped for.
Is this your first Mouse Fest, Kevin?
This is the first one, correct?
Cruise and land.
Cruise and land.
Okay, so far you're off to a pretty good start.
We need to talk to him on Saturday. See what else is going on.
By Saturday, he's
won the Florida lottery.
That's right. He's gonna be upgraded in his hotel, and it's not bad, huh?
It's not bad at all. I've enjoyed myself. The wife and I just had a great time.
Tell us what we've all been talking about are kind of common experiences that one experience we've really enjoyed on the cruise, something that really stuck out in our mind. What's been one for you?
Well, the little impromptu invite this afternoon was spectacular. I came by the suite here to drop something off to Deb, and I got invited in for a little dessert party and mingle, and it was just, you know, it was just one of those little magical moments you don't expect, and it just happened, and it's this afternoon, he said, I'm like a family now.
Yeah.
It's so a family
true.
Here that...
That's true.
That I never had before.
Yeah.
A few days ago, you were at the terminal just saying hello, and now...
Yeah,
I mean, and now I'm the guy that's you're gonna kick off your couch here.
Also joining us is Fred Block of Magic Meats. Welcome, Fred.
Howdy.
Fred, it looks like you just went from dinner.
Yeah, it was. We got a little held up, but we had a great time. Good dinner, excellent dinner.
Okay. How was the show?
We're going to see the show.
Oh, you're going now? Okay.
Yeah. About 15 minutes. We're gonna head over.
Cool.
Of course. I might have left my laptop somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
We gave it away during the show.
Oh, really?
See, that's actually because I was joking about giving away your laptop, so I ended up leaving mine there.
All full circle.
We were talking about Kevin was just sharing one of his favorite experiences on the ship. Do you have one, Fred?
Oh, I have many. I can't even say what. My
I know
favorite
so much,
experience.
Right?
As far as the trip, I'd have to say the highlight of my trip was probably the parasailing meet.
Yeah, that's been the common answer. Wow. I think like six.
I thought you were going to say Palo Brunch.
And then a very close second, and we were discussing this, would have to have been the brunch at Palo because, it was an incredible experience, not just for the taste, it was the experience itself,
yep.
Which was. Is mind-numbing, and we walked into dinner going, "Are you hungry?" Because it was still, I was still.
No, I'm with you. We've got dinner in 15 minutes, and
I'm really not that hungry.
But we're running out for souffle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I gotta say, and one of the things we were talking about frequently on this trip is you can't. It's hard to describe sometimes a lot of the experiences that you have. And living them is what really lets you see and believe, yep, and feel and hear and taste, and no matter what you do to try to share that with people, you don't always get your point across until you actually get to do it yourself, and then you're like, wow,
yeah,
you know, this is what I've been missing the whole time, and we're completely thrilled with the Disney cruise and our experience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone sitting here, I think, is all. Oh. Sean's already on his third MouseFest cruise, but I think the rest of us are ready to ready to book our next one because it's it really is a quite an interesting experience, and I
liked it so much I'll be back in a month.
Can't wait to come back.
I'm actually going to be a best man for my friend who's getting married on this same ship in the middle of January, so I'll be returning to do that. See that?
A little more peaceful.
Yeah, I'll be by myself. So it, my wife thinks it's going to be all fantastic, but it's not going to be MouseFest. I'm not going to have my friends. I'm not going to have my friends, my family.
It's a little more peaceful.
Fred goes, I'm going to be here by myself. And I think she meant none of us are going to be here, not the kid.
No, I want everybody to be here. That's it. Everybody has to book and come back again.
Well,
wedding's getting a little bigger. Tell Brian.
That's right. Brian, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, the Jaws references have never stopped.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the things we have, Fred and I already have a meet plan, Deb, for next year. We want to have the astronomy meet on the top of the deck. We were looking at the stars last night, and, if someone brought, Disney needs to get a telescope out there because you can see so much cool stuff out there. So, among other meets we've already coined for next year, that'll be one of them.
Yeah, I've never seen dark skies like last night, I've always been into astronomy and looking up at the stars and seeing stars that you've never ever seen before and making it hard to find the constellations up there. It was just it was pretty cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to have to wrap this up here because we're getting close to our dinner time. I mean, we have to eat again.
Again?
It's like animals. Like they're just like, feeding us like, oh.
Do we have to?
Fatten us up.
I just wanted to add thank you both very much for joining us on this wonderful voyage. And we were very happy to help sponsor the podcasts as we were cruising around.
It was our pleasure, and
thank you.
And thank you to you, Becky, as well as to Deb Wills for allowing us to come into her invade her house with a bunch of listeners
and cable
privacy. What's that? Yeah.
Not a problem. It's been our pleasure, and it's been a wonderful experience. And thank you both.
Well, it's our pleasure to do it, and we're glad. And now that we know that it is feasible to broadcast here, I mean, the next time we come around for MouseFest cruise, I mean, we're gonna have to have
much grander scales, you know, of ideas of just then.
We will?
Yeah.
A bigger room?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Can I just throw in one more little commercial piece, though, on the end of it?
Go
I
ahead.
Want to just toss this out here.
Sure.
For those of your listeners who do not know that the 2009 sailings have been released. So it was an announcement that was made yesterday, I believe, unless I've lost track of my days. And that's what I was going to say. Kind of a good segue into the fact that anyone who books with Mouse Fan Travel from December 1st to December 31st, we're making a donation to Lou Mangiello's Dream Team project. So I wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of that. Thank you again very much for allowing me to interject my commercial.
Anytime. We're glad. Great reason to book right there is to support the Dream Team Foundation.
Absolutely.
So I guess we're gonna wrap up this live broadcast. Look for potentially a broadcast from the Mega Mouse Meet. There'll be details at wdwtoday.com. You'll find more information about that over there. Becky Menken from Mouse Fan Travel, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I know she's tired. Deb Wills of All Ears Net. Deb, thank you.
A pleasure, Matt. Thanks, everyone.
Sean Murphy. Fellow listener and guru, evidently, next year I'm going to email you to let you ask some questions about the cruise.
Please do.
Mike Newell, Mouse World Radio. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for everything you've done.
Kevin Peace. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
Janine, thank you for coming on your last show.
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, for some people.
Is this my last?
Yeah, Annette Owens of Mouse Fan Travel as well. Thank you, Annette. And
thanks.
And Fred Block of Magic Meets. Thank you, Fred.
If I could wrap it all up with one word, it would be outstanding.
Outstanding. Oh. There you go. Very good. Very good. Oh. Signing off from the Disney Wonder here in the Walt Disney Suite, I'm Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com. We'll see you on the next cruise.
Yeah. Woo.
I like turtles.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.